that. I don't know. If it's true, it's going to be in this. Look at the end of Masechus Nida. It's about 10 pages, a whole long description of how they printed the Vilna Shas. It's in the 1928 edition on. It's printed in every edition.
I have a Lemberg edition. Wait till we get to the book. Then we'll talk about the Lemberg. Right now we're in Vilna.
Lemberg edition. There's a long history. The first printed shas was printed in Venice.
Bromberg
shas. The first complete shas was printed in Venice, approximately 1520. That's the first printed shas. There were other editions of shas printed after that, in Frankfurt, in Amsterdam, and so on. None of those compared to the Vilna Shas. In fact, there never has been a Shas, even now. New editions that are being printed in Israel, nothing supersedes
the Vilna Shas. But saying the blot was done by the people in 1520.
No, the blot was established long before. It was established by Venice, absolutely.
And Gemara.
The Bamberg Shas of 16th century Venice established the pages of the Shas. Shas used to be a manuscript. There's no such thing as Brachos Gimel Amud Aleph. That was established by the printer in Venice. That was retained by the Vilna Shas. There were some changes made, by the way, in some pages of the Masechus, very few though. But the Vilna Shas, it's not simply the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos, but it's hundreds of years of traditions of corrections, of printer's errors, of Haggah, great Rabbanim through the ages. And their names are printed on the first page, the title page of every, Masechta of Shas. They were done by Rabbi Shaya Pick. They were done by Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, who was the chief rabbi of Frankfurt. All the names are given on Masoras HaShas and so on. All these cross references, the small print where every line of Shas tells you where there's a parallel in another Masechta. All that's part of the Vilna Shas. It's the cumulative work, not only of hundreds of years of study of the Talmud, but of, as I said, hundreds of Talmidei Chachamim. Vilna was the center of learning. Hundreds of Talmidei Chachamim who sat here and made their living were paid by the Ram Company to gather all this together, to set it on the page. They're the ones who put the Mepharshim in the back of the page. When you have the Rishash in back of your Masechta, when you have the Horus of Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen or Shlomo HaKohen, that was done here in the Vilna Shas. Everything that's set up, all those Mepharshim, we're talking about hundreds of Mepharshim, little print in the back of the page, all that was established by the Vilna Shas. And all that America did, all these years, all you people who got married between 1940 and you got a Schulzinger Shas, or
Goldman Shas.
They're all the Vilna Shas, just photomechanical reproduction.
And we're going to sue
of the Vilna
on behalf of these successors for copyright infringement. You people who have got married,
you're going to suffer. It's still a printing press,
What do they print?
1949. Not a Jewish. Not owned by Jews.
When did it start?
1799.
What do they print there now?
I don't know, but nothing Jewish.
Okay, but was that the question? Really, did the Venetians also have Rashi and Tosfos on the side?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Okay, so
how do they decide which question to include?
That's all they have, though.
They don't have
the 4 hours to answer that.
Okay. What time is it now?